With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. In the coming weeks, the RCIPS Community Policing Department will be out in force across Grand Cayman supermarkets and complexes with their command vehicles to continue their distribution of reusable protective face masks. Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson told lawmakers during a recent session of the Legislative Assembly that so far there had been 47,584 masks distributed on Grand Cayman, 3,200 on Cayman Brac, and more than 170 on Little Cayman.
In addition, the RCIPS Community Policing Department currently holds a further 18,500 masks for distribution for homes that were vacant during the distribution processing calls are received from residents by community policing officers, and community safety officers will follow up delivery to those homes.
Any resident who has not received their reusable protective face mask is encouraged to make direct contact with their local community policing beat officer or community safety officer for early delivery of the mask. Level 2 minimal suppression of Cayman's COVID-19 response is now in full swing, and as the Health Services Authority reopens its elective surgeries and outpatient care, there will now be an accompaniment allowed for elective procedures such as C-sections. Chief Medical Officer for the government, Dr. John Lee.
As far as having an accompaniment to a C-section, I understand they are revising their process to allow that. It's taken a change in view of the COVID restrictions, and that is now possible.
COVID-19 screening will be required for all patients being admitted for elective procedures, including C-sections, 3 business days prior to their procedure and will be directed to the designated screening area. HSA officials say persons needing to come to the hospital can rest assured as safe, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, as they regularly manage infectious disease and have put additional measures in place to ensure patient safety. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Hong Kong has ordered schools to prevent pupils from expressing political views, just hours after China's new security office opened in the territory. Students are to be told they can't chant slogans or sing political songs, including the pro-democracy anthem Glory to Hong Kong. The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development has said that new data confirm long-held suspicions by anti-poverty campaigners that multinationals exploit loopholes in regulations to increase their profits. The OECD says there needed to be much more work aimed at limiting opportunities for international firms to reduce their tax liabilities. Police in northern India searching for one of the country's most wanted gangsters, Vikas Dubey, say they've shot dead one of his closest aides. Amar Dubey was thought to be involved in a gun battle in which 8 policemen were killed. Hotels in India's western state of Maharashtra, including the country's financial capital, Mumbai, are allowed to reopen today after more than 3 months of coronavirus lockdown. They're limited to a third of their usual capacity. The Netherlands and Austria have adopted new coronavirus measures against countries in the Balkans and beyond in response to rising infections there. The Dutch government shut the borders again to people from Serbia and Montenegro. Austria has warned against travel to Bulgaria, Romania and Moldova. Pope Francis has condemned the migrant detention centres in Libya, saying people endure hellish conditions there. Detainees have given accounts of rape, torture and malnutrition. The Pope said the world wasn't getting a full picture of how bad things were in the camps. And police in Britain have apologised to one of the country's top athletes, Bianca Williams, after she and her partner were pulled over in their car in a stop-and-search operation. The couple, who are both black, had accused the police of stopping them purely because of the colour of their skin. BBC News.